we are back.
We're back.
To the meter game show, the game show based around the IMDb star meter, where we figure out who is popping or who fell off in the film and TV industry. I'm Andrew Rolfo.
And I'm still not Jess Della Merced. She's at the airport. She's tired. She's jet lagged. Pray for Jess, dude.
Jess lagged. And this episode's going to be so fun. We got a return guest.
Ooh.
One of my best buds, fellow hell diver, photographer, now director.
Ooh.
Andrew Levy.
It's okay. Happy to do that.
You don't have the sounds?
I didn't load it yet. I'm sorry, dude.
Aw.
We got you. All right.
Andrew Levy.
Thank you. There it is.
He's back.
I see you up in the back.
He's back.
Undefeated.
Well, that's true. I did a kind of a layup last time, but it was for a good cause. He was hilarious. Mandel kept just cousin David Blaine every.
We love Mandel.
Yeah,
this is a Mandel
20%
household.
Effort. Let me win. But. Yeah.
And our other incredible guest, one of my favorite comics, touring comedian, reality TV show producer.
Ooh.
At one point.
Yeah.
Father. And I have to say, you were, when I first moved here, you were one of the first people that ever put me up on stage. And thank you for that. Hunter Hill, everybody.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Hi. Is that louder?
It's fine.
Do you feel louder?
I don't know.
It's actually based on the star meter, so.
That was unintentional, but
ooh.
All right, so before we get into any type of game or whatever, I do like to ask the guests now, how do y'all feel about your careers right now? Do you feel good? Do you feel bad? Do you think you need to improve? What do you think?
That looks so scared.
Yeah.
You're like, before we play this light game, Soul Search.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When you asked me to do this podcast, I asked you, is there anything I should know specifically about the podcast? You said, no, you don't need to know anything. Then I arrived today, you're like, it's a game show.
I mean, there's nothing really to prep.
It has been nothing but curveballs. How do I feel about my career? I feel like I should ask more leading questions before agreeing to do things. It's fine. I don't know if Andrew would. I think every time I'm halfway to one finish line, I see like five new finish lines. Ooh, I didn't see before that.
Yeah.
So am I? Would me 10 years ago cry from happiness? Sure.
Yeah.
Am I content? No.
Yeah. Love that.
Next question.
That's the best answer I think we've gotten on that.
You pull that drive.
Yeah.
That was good.
When you're scalloping your finish lines like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it. Like my potatoes.
Once you get to the point where you're, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Life is just a bunch of save points if you think
really
about it.
I really should have eaten before this. I'm keeping food
life
metaphors.
Scalloped finish lines.
Scalloped finish lines. Tattoo. I'm feeling great. I, of course, also feel like there's always like another thing, the goalposts keep moving. But honestly, I'm feeling like as long as you can kind of like rationalize that in a positive way, where it's like, it just means that you're achieving things that you've set before and then you're setting yourself more
good
things to achieve. Yeah. So it's great. You know, yeah. I'm very excited to be finally diving in on directing your special, which is going to be super dope.
Oh, I'm excited.
So if you succeed, then I'll succeed. No pressure.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a positive.
These answers were so thoughtful. Yeah. And
what a great place.
Yeah.
So uplifting.
Yeah.
If we had time to think about that, we would have gone negative. So,
Well, what about you? How do you feel about your career right now?
I feel pretty good. I feel I like where I'm headed. You know, I feel good. I know there's room to improve, and I need to work on stuff. But I do feel like I'm headed in the right direction.
I feel the same way about you.
Thank you.
I also feel the same way about you. Thank you.
That seemed more like marriage counseling. Just maybe because you guys are on the same couch looking at each other.
Yeah.
But it felt like, I think we're good. I think there's room for improvement. But I think...
Wow.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I had an audition for a national tour musical. And I hope that does well. Yeah. Or I hope I get called back. That would be pretty fun.
Are you a musical theater guy?
No, I'm an actor, but I always say, like, I can do it if called upon. And when I let my agent know, they just kind of ran with it. And they're like, well, if you can sing, well, here's this.
He's a song and dance man.
Yeah. Song and dance man.
Yeah.
I can feel her smoking through the telephone. but yeah.
That's good. So, I hope you get
it. It's Shucked. Have you guys heard of Shucked?
Is it an oyster-based musical?
That's what my friend said. No, it's about corn.
Shucking corn. Oh, yeah,
is that the thing from the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. So it's doing very well. The music's super good. If you're a musical theater person at all, I feel like this is probably like one of the better new musicals that's come out recently.
One of the better corn-based musicals.
Yeah, it's a lot
of
fun.
That's one of the questions on the Star Meter.
What if like the band Corn had a musical? That'd be kind of fun.
It's got to have good money behind it. Just big corn pushing a musical.
You know what? That's probably it.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. Doritos is hot. Is Doritos a corn-based chip?
It's just somehow this musical is subsidized by the federal government.
How recent is this musical?
I think it got popping in 2023.
Okay. Mm. It sounds like, you know, kind of like the corn lobby may have, agriculture,
that,
big A.
Yeah. Or that kid that went viral last year. Remember?
Corn Kid?
Corn Kid.
Who's Corn Kid?
I like corn. It's got the juice. Remember that kid? He was so excited. He was
You'll
on the
throw
news.
That clip up over there.
Yeah, find the clip later. But I had this conversation with somebody else, but like corn now I can't see it not as porn anymore because everybody's using corn to caption their clips when they talk about porn.
The SEO.
The algorithm.
I don't know, but who knows? Who's to say definitively anyway, you know? It could be easy to be like, well, that's not doing anything, but is it? You know,
it's funny because even in the comments, comment culture is so weird. It's its own culture now.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
I think it's so dumb. Because it's just like, I don't know if you've seen on YouTube comments where someone will comment something and it'll get like 1,000 likes. Mm-hmm. And then the original commenter will edit the comment and be like, oh my God, thank you guys so much for all the likes. It's like, this did nothing for you. Why are you thanking all these people?
Oh, that I haven't seen before. Well, because it's the only hit of dopamine that person's ever gotten.
Sure,
You know, they're not creating content. So it's like, I got this many likes from
Go look at YouTube videos.
Shooting from the hip.
Of like millions of like viewed YouTube videos and look at the comments. Some will be like, look, Ma, I made it. Because they got like, thank you for 3.2K likes.
It's I feel like our instinct is to be like, oh man, like I don't know if I can live that life of like, you know, thanking people for comments. But I think maybe, I mean, if we're going to keep positive, I think maybe that is their only hit of dopamine on the internet because they have stuff going on in their real life. They don't need to be chasing validation all the time. So when they get it, it's like, oh, cool.
That's true.
I think you're being too nice. That to me sounds like somebody who needs to see the five other finish
I'm
lines.
I'm trying to be nice.
He needs a comment that gets a million likes, man.
This was not enough. Yeah, I didn't know that I needed this, but now it's I need more.
They become a Bond villain. They're like, I have had to taste.
But it's also fun to see that comment and then people under that will comment under that and be like, shut up. You're not famous at all. Nobody knows. You fucking bot. And then it's like... Oh, it's so cool.
And then that comment gets 1,000 and that person goes, thank you so much.
It's so crazy. But there's like so many like comment trends now. That's like, I never thought I'd see that, you know, where it's like a comment of like, this is so wrong. And then under it will be like, do it again. And then that comment gets a lot of things, you know, it's so weird.
Amazing.
But I ask how y'all feel about your careers just because IMDb has a number on how you should feel.
Right.
You have your numbers pulled up.
Livid.
Today.
It's not going to be great.
You're so safe with me.
But today, like for me, I'm doing okay. 344,000.
344K?
Yeah, I went up a little bit from last week. That's out of 12 million, so it's not bad. EJ, you're at 790,000.
Really?
Pretty good. Under sub 1 million.
What did I do?
Hunter. You were at 232,000.
What?
Nice.
72.
And you look fly as fuck. I gotta say, dude. Like, can we just...
Oh, gosh. We're pulling up the photos, too. Oh, no.
Your photo's good.
My phone was rough.
Who is that guy?
Who is that guy? Damn.
Who's that guy?
What was he for? I saw him in Succession. He was in there somewhere.
He was that lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah. He was in
perfect
there.
Rembrandt I'm lighting. Look at that.
Really
is that you?
No, I didn't take that, but I'm just acknowledging like, that the lighting setup is Rembrandt. You see that upside down triangle under the eye?
What's his watch?
I think they gave that to me to put on for that. Nice. I'm just trying to get the suits reboot.
Did the
that's
photographer tell
to
you to like adjust the watch like while you were shooting?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's a classic like.
This was a test shoot for IMG where somebody was just pretty much teaching me how to take photos.
Amazing. And yeah, well, it was just lots people of don't know what you do with their hands. Touches. You tell them to adjust the watch. Yep. To, you know,
just like, play with things on your body.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. What's that? A lapel? Who? Where? But you look great. Look at you.
Thank you.
Oh, Andrew Max Levy.
There's so many. I'm the one in the Trader Joe's shirt.
Oh, Andy. Okay. Got it.
And so you previously hit when you shot so the live. You were like, caveat. I need to come back on. My score's good right now.
I look like Jeremy from Love is Blind.
So I'm the only one. I was like, yeah, I'll have you back. And then, okay, your score as of today.
6,458,000
Middle of
the road, baby. No, it's not. Yeah.
But so, we caught you on a bad week. But yeah, last week, like, yeah, you last were doing good. Last week.
A glitched week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
my I think something's up.
I don't know what happened. But last week, we were at 448.
Did your dad get a job at IMDb?
and then it was like downvote.
Fuck this kid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's crazy. You went from 400,000.
Yeah, because I shot your live show a few weeks ago, and I was like, because I never have cared about this. I'm a photographer, you know. I don't get credits on my thing, like, you know. But then, you know, after seeing that, I'm like, wonder what I am. And I looked, and I was like at like 400,000 or something. Yeah. Great. And so then I felt pretty good about coming on this show. I see this. I was at 10 million like 2 days ago. Like, so I'm taking million fluctuations here. You know, I doubt.
You got some projects coming out, so you're okay.
Yeah.
It'll go up again.
I got some projects coming out. Yeah. I do. I got your special, which I'm really banking on. So, you know.
You got a couple this
but
year.
But yeah, no.
You'll be fine.
Whatever the case, I'm happy to be the control group. Right. So you guys are successful.
Yeah. And we have the best you've ever done. What's Hunter? My laptop just died, so you got to carry.
Oh, shut up.
Carry the team.
Why?
And you're hosting? Crazy.
It just says this. This is the best you've ever done.
All right, here we go.
All-time high.
Hunter, your all-time high.
13,000? What did you do?
Was that F-Boy?
I don't know.
Could have been F-Boy. Or
13,000?
Eliza.
Elder Millennial, maybe?
Maybe.
Well, you know, we can actually
see. You were in a movie.
Let's see.
If we go to your timeline.
Oh, that's got to be this.
That's it.
This was Good on Paper.
Good on Paper.
Good on Paper. Wow. What is that?
What's that?
It's Eliza's movie on Netflix. It was number 3 in the world. Came out against like huge budget films.
Yeah.
And
I remember you told me a crazy story about that.
Yeah, I got diagnosed with Bell's palsy like the week before I had to film my scene. So my face was half paralyzed.
Whoa.
When we shot it.
That's so wild. And,
what half?
This half, my left half was completely paralyzed for like months, and I, you know, called Eliza.
Did the scene.
Yeah, I called her. I was like, "Hey, my face is paralyzed." I don't know what I sounded like then. It was probably a little more drawn out, but and she's like, "Well, can you still say the lines?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she had me come and do it. And
did you hear about Brooklyn Beckham getting fired from his wife's movie because he kept looking into the camera on his one line?
That's hilarious. Wait,
this is real. This
David Beckham's
like
son?
David Beckham's son, okay, Brooklyn Beckham. I forget his wife's name, very famous, I'm old. But
Victoria?
No, that's his mom.
Oh, okay.
That's his mom, but who knows? I don't know, I was making a Greek tragedy joke. Moving on.
Because
he makes it up, moving on. But the... she made a movie that apparently was really good. Everyone loves it. It's her directorial debut. And she had a scene where her husband, Brooklyn Beckham, had one line. It was hi. That's the line, hi. And he kept looking into the camera.
Why?
And like giggling. And so she is like, I can't you. And he was heartbroken to find out. It wasn't like a bit or anything. He was heartbroken to find out that he wasn't in the movie. And she's like, you know, she's been telling people it's because he kept looking into the camera and like giggling.
I respect
just not
that.
Do that though.
I respect that.
Yeah.
He's just like us. Well, yeah. Us. You're an actor.
Look, my dad coached my middle school basketball team and did not play me. So I get it. If you're not helping the overall project.
Yeah.
I have respect for her for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what he said.
Agreed.
Yeah. This town ain't easy.
Get
Andrew, out of here, Brooklyn. Your best. That was kind of abrupt. Sorry.
Look at that. This is insane.
It's right here.
Look like I'm
you're up
attack.
And down, dude.
Your best is 253K.
Nice.
And you were here. This was around the time that Veer Das landed.
I shot all the key art for Veer Das's special, Netflix special.
Got it.
And that's
oh, there you. That's
well,
your work.
That is an extremely low res version of the photo I took. It did not look like that when they put it on billboards and stuff. But it got me to 400K or 200K or whatever. That's great.
Good job, dude. Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a question. Back to the Bell's palsy thing. Is it always left and right half?
Or is it always one side or the other?
Like, or is it up or can you go up and down?
Oh, that's a great question. I have no idea.
Because I always see it's always someone's side.
Yeah.
I think there is, because the brain is built on like left and right. Like you can split down the middle.
That makes sense then.
It was wild though. Somebody, thank God,
You were just like,
I'm just like imagining like was, if you. I was always frozen up top, and so my eyes never moved.
If you see that, I think it's just Botox. I don't think it's Bell's palsy. I think it's just plastic surgery. But acupuncture got me back online real quick.
Wow,
nice. Oh yeah, that makes I feel
loved
like
it.
Shout out acupuncture.
Yeah,
it's not painful.
No. Well, I couldn't feel half my face, but I hate needles too. I hate needles and I would have never considered it. And somebody was like, you need to do this. And Western medicine was like, we don't know. Take this herpes medicine.
What?
Yeah, literally they don't know. They're like, take Valtrex or this steroid for your Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
And then acupuncture they had. I was back to like 85%, I think, in like 2 months. And sometimes people never get it back.
Is it needles on the affected area? Or do they...
All over, a lot in your toes. And they hooked up electric clamps to some of the needles to like physically stimulate my face.
How deep do they go?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
You see in those videos, sometimes I'm like, how is it physically going that deep without
hurting
fully,
you?
Yeah.
You felt some of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also you'd get so relaxed. Like I fell asleep sometimes. I was so relaxed. I would listen to guided meditations.
Mm. Was it a young or like an older practitioner?
It was I feel like old people would be. I'll go middle aged.
Yeah. I don't know. I just always imagine it's like older Asian people that do acupuncture.
I haven't seen.
So it'd be kind of funny.
I'd feel better if they were older because I'd be like, you've been doing this. I don't want like the barber school equivalent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd been doing it for a while. Like it was his practice. He was known for Bell's palsy and fertility. And I was so blown away by it. Like at one point I was like, this is amazing. You're like a wizard. And he was like, yeah, or I went to school for a very long time and learned. Like you could just tell he's like tired of white people coming in. Like, how does this Eastern medicine thing work?
I love that.
Well, now that we got all that out of the way, it's time to play the meter.
All right. So, this was a recording that almost didn't happen, so we didn't have a great surprise. But we have this hot sauce here, and I was hoping you guys could just cheer me on while I do a shot of this.
Oh,
okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Do you want?
All right, go for it, guys.
Chug. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
You're so impressive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
White, beautiful sweatpants, too.
No one's ever done it like that. Oh, wow.
Let's think.
Is this your couch? Wow.
Oh, my God.
Round one. Let's go.
Okay.
The meter.
He does something move. Every week. I don't know is what it is. Yeah,
you know
it's random. I don't know.
Cholula's not that spicy.
No,
it's kind of got a lime. Normally I just get drops. Yeah. I've never had like a good gulp, but it's not bad.
While he's saying this, you should play over the footage of his face just fully looking like
almost throwing up.
About to hurl all over everything.
I love that you guys are a year into the podcast and still playing with the format.
Thank you.
You know what's crazy?
This is a playground.
This would be the third time someone's thrown up on this pod.
What?
Yeah.
I threw up once.
Fingers crossed.
What?
BK threw up a second time.
Do you have footage, the throw up supercut?
Well, Andrew went to the bathroom, and the audio couldn't pick him up, but every couple of minutes, we would hear him, like, retching.
Yeah. Why? Bathroom.
I did a podcast right before where I did the one chip challenge.
Oh, God. Oh. You were obsessed with that for a while.
Yeah. I did it
really,
again.
Really going hard.
Do you know, a friend of mine tricked me into eating a whole ghost pepper. We were at this mom and pop Jamaican restaurant in Jamaica. I was at some dude's house and I accidentally ate a ghost pepper, and the owner of the restaurant just said, "Oh no, you weren't supposed to do that." And he took a milk saucer away from a feral cat and I drank the entire thing.
Whoa.
I was like, "I need this milk right now." Yeah. So I feel you on that chip. I
from
wasn't
a cat?
Excited about
from
it. I don't like
milk.
Stealing milk from kittens. I needed
Why not
it more.
Buy milk from a human?
I needed it more.
Yeah, did they have milk to fill that bowl up?
It was too far.
Oh, it's terrifying.
What place has ghost peppers but doesn't have milk? Wow. Yeah. Grabbed it. How bad is it? A ghost pepper is really that bad?
It's the hottest
it's up
thing.
There.
I think.
It's yeah. It's
well, there's like the what is it? The that's super pepper.
There's
the
Reaper. There's
Carolina Reaper.
Scorpion.
Carolina Reaper is like numero uno for sure.
Now they're biohacking the hotness. Okay. Now they're manufacturing the skull.
There's
units.
No need. Is my thought. There's no
wild.
Need.
All right, here we're gonna play the game. Here's how the game works. You're gonna try to guess the most poppin' celebrity you think in every category I give you. You got your score is obtained by the person's meter rank you guess. So if you guess someone with a rank of 100, you get 100 points, and you want the lowest score at the end. You got 3 lifelines. You got FaceTime a friend. You got double dip, where you get 2 answers and we pick the better one. And then the last one is a beat of your choice, where you can freestyle or just talk over. The first round's the easiest. No real category, just who's the most famous actor or actress you are seeing today. Andrew, you get to go first because you had the lower score. So
I feel like this may have faded a little bit. Okay. But it's she's still probably gonna be pretty up there. I'm gonna say Sydney Sweeney.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Solid. Why do you think that?
Because I feel, you know, listen, I am 34, you know, I'm fully out of the zeitgeist.
Where's this going?
But like Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell have been piercing even the millennial sphere.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm basically just kind of like, you know, I'm opening up the petals and just kind of like, you know, photosynthesizing what I got. Right. So
okay,
you respect it.
Like that answer.
I have not seen the movie.
Me either. Hunter.
Oh man. Margot Robbie.
Oh.
I liked that noise.
Why Margot?
Why is that?
The Barbie.
I guess the last article I saw about Sydney said that Sydney wanted to make something with Margot. So I'm guessing Margot.
Oh, so you're hopping on my coattails.
Yeah, so I am. I'm doing the over under.
Good. Yeah.
Actually,
yeah. You're hanging in there until you can then move ahead.
I saw that post before I came here. Or just like someone.
Really? Yeah,
someone
it was in my feed. Like, it was just like Sydney Sweeney would like to do something with Margot Robbie.
Saw that
and
today.
That's news.
Yeah. Yeah. That's news.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is news.
It's just like idle musings.
Both of P. Diddy's homes were raided.
Oh my god! Yeah, no, right. And a bridge collapsed in Baltimore.
Did you guys see that shit?
No,
crazy. Oh my god! What? Well, so this giant bridge got hit by was it the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore?
Yeah,
got hit by a cargo ship and completely collapsed.
Man, Baltimore,
a mile and a half long bridge.
Wow!
And the video of it is
stunning,
insane,
stunning footage.
Yeah, I mean. I would say, yeah, stunning, yes, but, you know, there is also a question of how many people were killed, so
yeah,
there's a little bit of that, and it's also, you know, it's going to affect supply lines everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, major,
yeah.
Crazy major bridge.
It's like a major port.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like completely blocked now.
Was it a suspension bridge? Are people making the wire jokes?
they are now.
I'll show myself out.
Yeah. You know, the wire gets referenced a lot on our pod lately. That's like the third or fourth one in the last month.
Yeah.
Are you booking millennials?
No.
Oh.
Wait,
I don't know.
I think so.
Yes?
I think you are.
I think so.
If there are peers, then
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then The Wire was formative for us.
Yeah.
So we never always bring it up.
Yeah.
Shout out Weebay.
Were you a Wire head?
Never watched it.
Yeah.
Never watched The Wire. Oh, Game of Thrones. I've missed a lot of good ones.
All right. Well, we got.
Well, we talked about it again.
Let's see. Sydney Sweeney. I got her pulled up. Okay. Her score is at 3.
Oh, okay. So I lose?
Whoa.
I lose.
I don't know. We don't know. We'll see.
The whole game. That's it.
So Margot Robbie is at 91.
I lose.
But
that's not that bad.
3.
Here's the thing, though. There are going to be 1,000-point swings at any time.
3.
You know?
This is very close still.
This was the best
stuff.
Yeah. Okay. This is my peak.
3.
All right.
So now we're going to go over the top 10.
Top 10. Number 10, Cosmo Jarvis. Known for show, you know Cosmo?
Well, he's the lead in Shogun, and I went into Shogun being like, I can't wait to see something where it's not like a white dude saving Japan. And if you listen to a second of his voice, you'll want to blow your head off. Like it's all like, it's all about the doctors. The doctors is coming in the Portuguese. It's like, I can't stand it.
Wait, I saw a scene going around on Twitter of like. Some like Japanese men are coming through, like some kind of like leader type, army type dude, and he's looking into like a box with like a woman inside of it. This guy goes crazy. He's like, "Have you no a woman's honor?" And he's like, "Is that him?"
That's him. Yeah. And he was doing. It's just he's hamming it up. That being said, I am the 10 millionth most popular guy at IMDb, and he's number 5.
So. All right, well, number 9, Rebecca Ferguson holding it down, always up there, always trending.
Doom.
Let's go, Rebecca. Number 8, Daniela Melchior? Trier?
Liar?
Sorry, Daniela. Known for Suicide Squad in 2021. Maybe she's
in like a TV
right
show right now, I think.
Yeah, she bumped up 300 points recently. Yeah.
Number 7, Emmett Walsh.
Guys, I'm going to do very poorly.
I'm assuming he died.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he was doing anything.
If you die, your score goes up.
Shout out M. Okay, number 6, Eliza Gonzalez.
I don't know who that
we
is.
You know why? Jess is always the one who knows why they're popping.
Baby Driver.
Yeah. That was a Baby Driver?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, is she John Hamm's girlfriend?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, got
it. See, you're good at this.
You're good. Yeah. All right. Anna Sawai. We got an agent. We should see what she...
Shogun.
Oh, Shogun.
Also Shogun.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Number 4, Theo James. What's he in?
He was number 1. What was he doing?
I feel like he's in...
Yeah? Oh, The Gentleman.
Yeah, The Gentleman. Theo James in... Number 3, Sydney Sweeney. Very good, Andrew. Number 2, Caius Godelario.
She's in a new show.
Also, The Gentleman, I think. She was up there last week.
Yeah, The Gentleman.
Yep. Gentleman. Okay, cool. And then number 1 this week, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Going up 260.
I think he just... He either locked it in
did
or...
Did he die also?
He is the new Bond, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Wow.
And Kick-Ass? Kicked Ass. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
All right. Well, Aaron Taylor Johnson, if you're watching, we just want to say congrats. You did a great job. And we hope you do great in James Bond.
It should have been you and Shogun.
All right. Now it's time for the category rounds. And you can't say anyone that we just mentioned. The wheel. Got you. Right, this category is called They Look Nothing Alike, but we don't talk about that. So it's you get this one's fun. You get to name two actors who were siblings in a movie, and that's it. And we'll pick the one who has a better score.
Biological siblings?
No, just like in the movie or TV show, they were siblings.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll allow step siblings as well.
Okay.
Damn, Aaron Taylor Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen would have been perfect.
Would have been good. But then,
we can't do it. Because sure. Yeah, so we can't.
Yeah.
That's why I felt comfortable saying that now.
Yeah. Hunter, you get to go first.
I get to go first because I'm losing, because I'm behind. siblings in a movie. Is there a time limit on these?
No, not at all.
Great.
Yeah. And you have lifelines.
I love long gaps of silence on podcasts.
Me too.
Thank God there's editing.
Yeah. Siblings in a movie. Recently. Or television.
Yeah.
I'm going to go...
Well, walk us through it. Maybe you don't have to lock it in when you say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can help you.
So you just want the person with the highest IMDb rating, which might be a recent thing, but...
He's played a sibling.
Right? Yeah.
It's most people that played siblings.
Yeah. Do you have to name both siblings?
No.
Oh, just someone who's played a sibling?
Yeah. But we would like context. It's riveting content.
Just put the Jeopardy music over it.
Yeah.
It's intense.
We don't want to get sued.
I'll go Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Ah, Arrested Development?
I was thinking about the movie where him and his siblings sit for Shiva, like after their dad dies, I believe.
Okay.
What movie is that?
Couldn't tell you.
So you're not doing Arrested Development.
No. Okay, but we'll go Jason.
But Jason Bateman was, I've seen him have a.
I feel like he's siblings. Always popping.
Yeah. Also, Arrested Development does work. So
it does well.
It does work. Because he was a thing in there. All right, and then Andrew.
Can it be? Even if I don't know the actor's name, can it be Sokka from the new Avatar?
Yeah, for sure. Wait, let me look.
Live action.
Yeah, even though I'm gonna put it in the same category as Cosmo Jarvis.
Sokka is played by a young man named Ian Ousley.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say Ian Ousley and his sibling Katara.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Shout out OG Avatar.
Shout out OG Avatar.
And Legend of Korra. Yeah, man. Yeah. Just tell more stories in that universe.
Korra's coming to Fortnite.
Oh, is she?
Fortnite?
Yeah. All right.
Great stuff. Okay, so both you got him?
Yeah, both good guesses. Okay. Jason Bateman sitting at a cool 541.
Okay.
Ian Ousley, 277.
Oh, my God. A little bit.
Still close.
277.
That was a shot in the dark. I'm like, this is a youngin'.
All right, so let's go ahead and update those scores. Andrew, you are still leading with a score of 280. Very good.
Three.
And Hunter, you are trailing not too far at 541.
Still close. Still very close.
Very, very close. Good stuff, guys. All right.
Hit it.
Here we go.
This is tight.
This is round three of five. This is a close match. Things can change, as we say.
All right, this category is called "That headset looks real dumb in real life." So, any actor or actress who has been in virtual reality in a movie or TV show, Hunter, you get to go first.
Simon Pegg.
Oh,
fast!
Wow, what movie?
Ready Player One.
Andrew.
Virtual reality. Does Inception count as virtual reality?
That's a
good question.
I would say no, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it.
I would say no, because it's dreams.
It's a dream. It's not virtual reality, but they're all in a shared dream space. Who's the lead in the new Tron movie that's coming out? But virtual reality, fuck. Who did you say, just so I know how to?
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg, okay. Well, there goes my guess. Okay. Well, of course, I'm thinking everything from my childhood, which I need, I don't need to remind anybody, is no longer relevant. So no War Games, no Tron, no Tron Legacy. Fuck.
Virtual reality. Not a lot of movies that incorporate that yet, I feel like.
What about who would be the, Jumanji? I think is virtual reality because I would argue because they are going into a video game.
I feel like it's analog virtual.
Interdimensional almost.
Well, yeah.
Well, what, let's get into it. What is a dimension?
What is virtual?
Comments.
Wait, what is virtual?
Is Jumanji virtual reality? The remake, not the the OG. OG is a board game.
Yeah.
But they literally dust off a video
That's
game.
That's true.
Console.
I think we have to count that.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
They get sucked into it. You don't want it? I'll do something else. No. You want to extend it? I'll do something.
No, it's fine. It's Andrew made up this game show. He can take it if he wants.
No, because you go in a video game and that's like a, that's a different. That's
yeah.
A different.
I just want to know how you define virtual.
Well, how do you define virtual?
Well, virtual.
You show up, you ask the guest how we define
virtue means like virtue. Virtuoso is skillful, right?
Oh, I can't wait to see where this is going.
Virtual. Yeah, what is it?
It's a wall of virtue. It stops you from accessing your virtue.
Is it virtual reality? Because if they die there, they die in real life.
I mean,
so it's
right,
just reality.
You could also say that the Matrix has kind of got that as well. You know, like
I would accept.
Why would you accept the Matrix over?
Well, because it's electronics. It's digital.
See, this is the real shit. This is what we're into it.
There's like a machine.
There's a machine.
They're plugged in. Like that feels. Is there a machine in Jumanji?
Yeah, there's a video game. They literally pull out the video game.
I thought you meant the board game.
I just don't want Andrew to be able to say Dwayne Johnson or Kevin. That's what I'm.
I basically
what I'm working against. Right now.
Sophie's Choice of incredible actors. Yeah. If I unlock that, they literally pull out the old Jesse's right. Look at this old video game console.
Right. All right. Yeah. Right. You're right.
So I'm gonna say, who's bigger, Kevin Hart or Dwayne Johnson? Physically, Dwayne Johnson. But
sure. Virtually?
Virtually, reality. I'm going to say Kevin Hart. I'm just going to go Kevin Hart.
I wonder if there was a lot of news on Kevin Hart.
A lot of news on Kevin Hart. I think both of them are mega.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we'll lock in Kevin Hart and Simon Pegg. You got those, Andrew?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Simon Pegg, 1,423.
Okay.
Kevin Hart... 1,418.
Whoa! Five point difference.
Things got interesting.
If I'm okay, can we ask what Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah.
I'd love to know.
But you can't use him for
no. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's sorry. Sorry, I'm eliminating Dwayne Johnson for our future use. But I just want to know if I chose wrong.
233.
Oh, you chose wrong.
I chose wrong. And now you're gonna win.
No, we don't know that yet. We still got a couple more rounds.
Well, right now you're winning.
Yeah, now that they haven't updated my score, I'm crushing it.
Oh shoot!
Yeah, hey.
Oh shoot! Oh my god! Oh shit!
What reality is this?
Accidentally? Okay. All right.
This just looks like this looks like the year I died.
And that's the year I wish I was born.
Wow.
That's
hilarious.
If you guys put it in black and white and play some sad music.
Yeah, we can do that.
The angels.
Far away. That's hilarious.
The Hunter Hill you'll die on.
All right. Well, okay. Let's update the score for our listeners. Andrew Levy still leading at 1698.
Andrew leading.
And Ethereal in memoriam is trailing in the year he's going to die, 2055.
I mean, honestly, I feel like that's a pretty good run.
Considering
the water wars
I could have been so much thinner in
years,
this picture.
If you survive, you're great.
All right. Okay, round four.
Last category round.
They use your IMG modeling photos for your memoriam.
Yeah.
Here we go.
If I'm lucky.
All right, this category is called Drop It Like It's Hot.
Ooh.
Any actor, actress who's dropped something and broke it in a movie or TV show. Or just dropping anything. They drop anything. I don't care what it is. Who, Hunter, you get to go first again. I think you actually barely lost that last one.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
What'd he drop?
Knowledge in everything he's ever put out. Sick moves in La La Land.
Well, Aaron Taylor Johnson dropped the info.
Ken,
be-
10 level swagger in Barbie, Harrison Ford in Blade Runner.
Oh, that's for us.
I'm pretty sure he dropped his gun in Blade Runner.
Yeah. You want to count that?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and lock that
so
in.
So any war movie, they're dropping clips. So,
yeah, go ahead. You know, well, yeah, they drop anything, you know?
They drop anything.
Motherfucker says The Rock.
Oh, well, we looked up that score, so yeah. Let's not do that.
I forget the first name of the actor, but the guy who plays Torinaga in Shogun, Sanada, something Sanada, he drops his swords.
The guy from Bullet Train? He's not from Bullet Train.
No, he wasn't. That's Aaron Taylor Johnson.
He was Scorpion.
I don't know. He's been in almost everything samurai related for the past like 30 years. Like
Hiroyuki Sanada?
Yes.
I can't show you because you'll see the score, but yes, that is him.
Yeah.
Do you want to go with Hiroyuki Sanada?
I'm going with Hiroyuki Sanada. Okay.
We'll lock those in. Let me just go ahead and calculate here.
You gotta go say, by show and then find who's. And then I'm pretty sure. I lose.
You've definitely got the mechanics. I'm like, when I come back on this show.
That's how it goes. I feel like you get it by the end of the show.
Yeah. I'm learning in real time. It's great.
He is pretty popping in these Japanese shows.
Yeah, he's been around, dude. Oh, he's a Scorpion in Mortal Kombat.
He's a great actor. Yeah.
He's also in the Wolverine.
He's also in Inception.
He was in
John Wick.
Yeah.
He's that dude.
He was in Sieved.
He was also in Army of the Dead. He was the...
He's everybody. He was also
what a career.
He was in Last Samurai. He was the guy who, when Tom Cruise is doing the rain duel, where he finally realizes that, like, you know, he's got to learn their form of combat. He's the one who's whipping his ass,
dominating the Japanese space.
He was in Avengers Endgame. He was in Minions. This is crazy.
Dude, he's legit.
Every franchise ever.
His career.
Yeah.
All right.
I want any of these people's career. I will take Cosmo Jarvis's career.
All right. Ryan Gosling, 40.
40. Okay.
Oh, that's my good. God.
I'm not confident.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
That's good.
I think I may have erred. We'll see.
Hero,
33. Dude.
Every time you feel like you're going to make ground. That's crazy.
We're keeping pace.
Man. All right, so Andrew, your updated score is 17-31, still leading. And Hunter, you are trailing not too far behind. Hey, we just want to say that. 2095.
And this last round will change everything.
It truly will change everything. But yeah, before change we everything. Do that,
oh,
it's time for a content break with snacks.
A few moments later.
This is our final round. This is round five. Round five is a movie round, and I will give you a movie category by which we will check the movie meter to see which of the movies you guys choose is trending highest. All right, so this week's movie meter round is called I Touched the Ball, Coach.
I touched it. I touched the ball before it went out, Coach.
Come on, Alex. The ref did not call that.
You gotta be kidding me, Alex.
It's the championship game. Talk to him, Coach.
I touched it. It's their ball. Come on,
do it right. Don't foul them when they inbound. Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
How's it going, Alex? Sorry, Coach.
Alex. Good call.
Sportsmanship. Pass it on.
Good call, Alex.
Say it in front of the other players. Hey, I gotta knock you in front of them. Because you're a fucking nerd.
No, weird.
This movie round's called I Touch the Ball, Coach, in honor of March Madness, which is currently ongoing. Yep. So name a movie that didn't come out in the last year, that's an important detail, where basketball's being played.
Oh. Air.
Oh, Air with Matt Damon, yes?
Yep.
Damn. Air, very good.
Damn, this might win you the thing.
Air, and that's, you know, just on the cusp of when it came out, right? That came out like 2023, but let me just double check the date. We actually might not be able to use it. It came out April. Oh, it's close.
Close.
Do you want to use it?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. April 5th, 2023. We'll let it go.
Okay. Do you know when this episode will come out?
When does this come out? This, we're a little backed up right now, so we don't, hopefully it comes out soon.
These mics aren't on.
It'll come out sometime soon.
This is an escape like room. In a, like a week. Next week.
Oh,
this
wow.
week.
Yeah, you're saying it like it's we're going to see it.
Well, usually we post like a day later.
So it's just
yeah.
any basketball movie yeah. is ranking? Is that
yeah.
what we're going off of?
Yeah. So you, yeah, so air is out there. You don't have to lock it in if you don't. If you or have you another idea.
Pick another one if you want. Yeah.
We're playing back.
Also, you still have your double dip lifeline. I want to say both of you guys.
Yeah, we have two lifelines.
Okay, yeah. I'll go Space Jam.
Okay. Wait, okay. The original or this?
The remake LeBron.
Okay.
Double dipped with air.
Okay. Space Jam, A New Legacy, starring LeBron James. And then we have Air, starring Matt Damon and many other people. Jason Bateman, Ben Affleck.
Shout out basketball.
Never mind.
Shut up basketball.
Swish. I was about to list more movies that I liked, and I was like, oh yeah, Andrew has to go.
All right. Andrew Levy.
Where they play basketball. I'm trying to think of like a dark horse where it's like not about basketball, but like
sure.
some like right. rich guy's got like a court in their house. You know what I mean?
I already know how I fucked up.
You didn't fuck up.
I'm just playing the fight over in my head.
Oh no.
Does it have to be movies or can it be shows?
Movies.
So it can't be Winning Time.
Shogun?
You've been all Shogun today.
Does anybody in that show shoot a piece of paper into a hole or a trash can?
Cosmo Jarvis does sound like a dope ass athlete name, though. Yeah. Like, yeah. I can see why he's 10. I get it. He's so good at basketball. Okay. This might be where I lose. I think I'm going to double dip. I'm going to do Prometheus, where. There's a scene.
Great movie.
There's a scene where Michael Fassbender is bicycling and
he does the hook shot.
and he do be swishing.
Okay.
So wow. I'm gonna double dip with got to put royalty free millionaire music like the It Wants to Be Millionaire music where it's just like oh. Because this is going to be another few seconds.
All right, well, we got Prometheus. Okay.
Maybe double end at dip. But I think that the spread is going to be big enough that you're going to pull ahead in the last second.
Who knows?
Who knows? And High School Musical.
Ooh, that low-key.
Damn.
That's going to slap.
Gotta get you hidden.
Well, so we're locked in.
Yeah,
we're locked in.
Hey, Drew, what would you have said?
This one was tough for me. I was gonna say, either White Men Can't Jump,
mm-hmm.
or the one with Adam Sandler where his face.
Righteous Gemstones, or
that one's good.
Hustle.
I think yours is called. That one's just called. It is something with jewels. Gems.
Uncut Gems.
That's right.
He did
technical
basketball
on that? Well, Kevin Garnett, it's a basketball
thing. Gems is low-key hilarious. Also. Yeah. They could not be more...
They're so different.
Diametrically opposed.
Yeah, or that.
He did a movie for Netflix, right? Where there's like an actual NBA and like Anthony Edwards is in it. What is that one?
Isn't it called Hustle or something like that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Or those would have been good.
Where he's a manager or something?
Yeah, he's a scout. And he finds a guy from Eastern Europe and brings him over. Great movie. That's when you play it back and I was like, I know how I fucked up. It was Uncut Gems in that I was thinking about.
Mm. Yeah, Uncut Gems would have been really good.
Because the Sandman.
Uncut Gems. Uncut Gems.
Are there any animated movies? I mean, in Soul, they make fun of the New York Knicks.
Oh. Into the Spider-Verse
would have been really good.
Was the Semi-Pro? I don't know if that would have been good.
That would have been good, but it's a great movie. I loved it.
Air Bud.
I thought we were watching Air Bud for a little bit. I was like, am I supposed to recognize this?
All right, well, lots of options. Let's see. So let's start with Hunter Hill's options.
You double dipped on Space Jam 2 and Air. Space Jam 2 is at 3,700, but Air is sitting at 1,586. So that would leave you a final score of 3,681. Okay. So we'll go ahead and update that right here. Okay. And Andrew Levy, you double dipped.
It's freezing in here.
You double dipped on
School Musical.
High School Musical and Prometheus. High School Musical is sitting at rank 2,913.
Oh, the suspense. No.
And Prometheus,
I don't think that's enough,
is sitting at rank 524, which leaves you with the final score
the?
Of 2,255, narrowly winning by a mere 1,400 points.
I know why.
Why?
The new Alien Romulus is coming out.
Yeah.
Which is...
And people be...
Within the series.
Pulling up the old series.
Because I was not expecting that at all.
Anything Fassbender's in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Revisit it.
I liked it. A lot. I think it got a mixed critical reception, but yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was all about atmosphere.
Yeah.
Congrats, Andrew.
Oh!
You get the crown.
Amazing.
Again. Two times and you win a can of Vienna sausages from my pantry, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is how the sausage gets made. This is how the sausage gets made. Gotta say it. There you go.
I'm so relieved I didn't win now, just because the image of a medically obese man holding a can that small and calling
roasted.
Him a winner.
he got my ass.
No. I would look ridiculous holding that trophy, so thank you.
Oh, you're talking about...
Yeah, yeah. What? In what world am I calling you obese?
Look, you die in 2055, so you got a long, healthy, artery-free life.
My heart can't keep up.
Hell yeah.
Congrats, Andrew.
Whip these up for some time.
I had some last night with some, what do you call
is this going to be delicious
noodles?
Or sad?
It's good. No, it's okay. Great.
What makes them a Vienna sausage as opposed to a hot dog?
Fuck
no. I think the OG ones, I think they've been around a long time, and I think they originally
Vienna.
From Vienna.
Yeah.
So the Vienna sausages and Frankfurters are the two, within us, there are two wolves. Yeah.
All right. Well, congrats on your W.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anything you want to plug? You get to plug first.
Well, I've got what do we got? Oh, yeah. Well, Luke Knoll's special is going to be soft premiering at the Netflix is a Joke Festival,
which he did
at the Kookaburra, the new venue in the same complex as the Dolby Theater. It's a gorgeous Sinatra style nightclub for comedy. There's a cool speakeasy in the back for comics. I don't know if we're supposed to say that, but
very cool.
So that's you only heard it here. It's nice. Very cool. So that's happening, and yeah, and then also keep an eye out for when we announce the date for your taping.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be really sick.
And it'll be in black and white because you don't understand primary colors.
That's true. I don't understand any colors. So it would
be great. That callback won't land.
Yeah, especially when they cut around it.
Yeah.
It'd be like, and just like slow-mo, like weird more.
She'd be like, well, Hunter's Bell's palsy is acting up.
like a tube of music pushing. oh, man.
Hunter, we won't plug anything?
When's it coming out?
Hopefully next week.
Yeah,
hopefully next week.
Yeah, probably like
great.
A week,
I'll be at the DC Improv in April, and all over the country this fall. What else do I want to plug?
Where do they get tickets?
What do you got?
Oh yeah, HunterHillComedy.com at HunterHillComedy on Instagram. Also, I want to plug the Donut Hut in Burbank. They make all their donuts at nighttime, so if you go after your set and just ask them like what's fresh, they'll just like hand you something piping hot.
Hell yeah! And, that's a
wow. Huge... Where? Don't the donut what?
The Donut Hut.
Okay,
where's that in Burbank?
On Magnolia and Burbank. So just like that's
so
my
know.
After set.
Are you running any shows these days?
Yeah, I'm running a couple.
What do you got?
I've got a show called No Photos, Please at the Nightcap in Burbank. The next one is April 10th with Dimitri Martin, Eliza Schlesinger.
Hell yeah.
Maz Gibrani.
Okay.
That's why you got to dig a little for these plugs.
Leslie Lau.
Oh, nice.
And,
love her.
And
her.
Irene, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have everybody there.
Irene, we're mixed on. No. Irene's amazing. Just coming off the heels of that Leslie. Everyone be like, oh, I love. Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. Irene, I love you, BB.
We got a the meter's got a live show at the Lyric Hyperion on May 1st.
I think second.
Second?
Yeah. May 2.
Early May, but we'll say May 2. And you can buy those tickets online very soon. Go ahead and check us out.
At the Meter Game Show and Andrew_Rolfo.
And at EJ Cabasal.
Thank you.
Bye.